Okay, Simon, what are you wearing right now?
Nothing.
That's right. And what do people normally wear?
Clothes.
Exactly. So now mommy's going to teach you how to dress yourself. Clothes keep us warm, they look good, and if we go out without them, the neighbors will talk. So it's important to know how to get dressed. Here's how it's done. Underwear always comes first, name tag at the back, then pants, then shirt. Get the first button in the right hole, or you have to start all over. If you're wearing a tie, it goes over, round, round, through, and pull tight. Tuck your shirt into your pants and zip up your fly. Socks go in first, then shoes, right on right, left on left. With shoelaces, just take the ends, cross them over, switch the loops. The rabbit goes down the hole, pull tight, and you're left with bunny ears.
I love bunnies.
Good to know. Now remember, spots don't go with stripes, socks don't go with sandals, and if you've tucked in your shirt, wear a belt. Got it? Why are your pants on your head?
Most parenting is hard to do in just 2 minutes. But spending just 2 minutes twice a day making sure they brush their teeth is easier and could help save them from a lifetime of tooth pain. For fun 2-minute videos to watch while brushing, visit 2min2x.org. That's 2min2x.org. A message from the Partnership for Healthy Mouths, Healthy Lives, and the Ag Council.
It's halftime at UD Arena. Our halftime program today is being brought to you by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the studios for halftime.
I think the key in the game was you committed 12 turnovers in the first half. Very unlike your team, and I think you only had 3 or 4 in the second half. What changed there?
Yeah, it was just the toughness factor. You know, I challenged them just to run through leather, make the right pass, just be smarter, and they did that in the second half. So we needed them to. Those turnovers definitely hurt us in the first half.
Are they a team that gives you problems? You had 19 of them in when you played there earlier this year.
Yeah, they force 17, 18 a game. So they're a really scrappy team. They run a bunch of different things. They keep you off guard. And so, you know, we practiced as much as we could to simulate that, but it's really hard, and their players play really hard. So they're known for that. Yeah, they turn teams over at a high rate every single game.
What'd you do defensively at halftime? Sellers has 15 in the first half. She had hardly anything until the very end of the game. You had to have made some adjustments there.
Yeah, she was hurting us, you know, in a bunch of different areas. She was driving it. She was shooting the three great. So we were just keying in on her a little bit more. It wasn't anything special. It was just know where she's at. Don't let her get any easy ones off, and then kind of crowd the paint.
Does anything that Alexis does surprise you anymore?
At the end of the game, when she's making huge plays, it never gets old. It never gets old.
What about Rachel at the end of the game? She had the big offensive rebound that basically clinched it.
Rachel played an incredible game. Yeah, she cleaned up the glass for us, had some huge plays, shot the free throws great. She had an exceptional game. So we needed her too. You know, and our interior defense was awesome as well. So that needed to happen, and I was proud of her and JT for making it happen down there.
I was going to ask about your start, especially in the first quarter, your interior defense. I mean, they went 3-for-17 in the first quarter. I know it changed, but you had to love the way your defensive intensity started the game.
Yeah, it's been a key for us. We need to continue to get better on that end. And at this time of year, that's what's going to win you games. Offense is struggling for everybody, and so getting stops is huge, and we needed that today. I was proud of our players. They had a defensive goal, and they met it. And, you know, that's a really good sign when your team is making goals on the defensive end. That's a really good sign in February, so I was proud of them for that.
Especially as you're now in the home stretch, you have more wins this year than you did this time last year. Does that help improve the mood a bit as opposed to where you were 12 months ago?
Yeah, I think everybody is beyond past last year, and I think, you know, we have new goals this year, and they're right there in front of us. So I think everything that we're working for right now, we can still achieve, and these guys are determined to do it. So I'm excited about the next several games with them.
Youngstown won at Detroit today. You played them already, beat them. What about thinking about them already coming up Wednesday?
Yeah, they're probably the hottest team in the league right now. They have won, I think, 5 of their last 7, and they've really climbed up the ranks fast. So we're going to have to be on our A game. We're going to have to play better than we did tonight. And they're going to come in here and give us their best shot, I'm sure. So we're going to have to be really good.
Before the game, I thought I saw you were able to check out a bit of the clinic for Girls and Women in Sports Day. How important is that? It was only the second year Rice State has done this, and to see that kind of turnout, it was a good turnout last year, I also saw it.
Yeah. No, I love it that we are able to hold that clinic for the young girls in the community that are excited about any sport. And just to see them out there interacting with college athletes from all of our teams is just really special. I challenged our team today just to be a great example for those girls in the crowd. Most of them want to be them someday. And I think our team is consistently a great example and great role models, and I'm proud of them for that.
Last year the clinic was after your game. This year it was before. Do you care whether your game falls before or after, so you have a chance to interact with the young participants more?
Yeah, no, I thought this year was great. You know, it was like 2 hours before our game, and you know, some of our freshmen were out there that are redshirting and able to interact, and I could pop my head in there. I had a couple kids in there as well of my own, so just seeing them do their thing out there was kind of fun. And you know, it's a really special clinic, and it's just an awesome recognition of what women in sports can do, and hopefully continuing to pave the way for those young girls that are coming up. Good?
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you guys. Appreciate it.
Get your hair real quick.
Yes, that's good.
That's my day. Yeah, you're getting better and better.
I don't really like this, but it's fine.
Thank you.
Well, congratulations. Another excellent game.
Thank you.
What are the challenges that Purdue Fort Wayne caused to you guys? Because you had 19 turnovers at their place, 12 turnovers in the first half today. How do they challenge you to cough the ball up, as they've done?
Yeah, I'll credit them. They're good at defense. We like to drive middle, and obviously they weren't letting us do that, so we had to find other ways to do that. And quick pitches, we had to pass and just trust each other and find the open shot too.
Looked like you kind of hit the floor toward the end of the game.
Yeah.
Just shaken up, or any residual effects from that?
I'm right. I'm good.
It seems like this is a team where you get everybody involved. I guess that's your goal, even when you're, you know, passing, you're driving, and you're dishing out. Is that how you try to get everybody involved?
Yeah, as a point guard, I mean, that's kind of my job, is to get everyone involved. I just try and find the open person. Obviously, I'm a very attacking point guard, so when two people double me, I just try to find the open person.
When you came here, you saw the condition of the program. Did you think that you and the rest of everybody would elevate the team to have like a 15-win season so far and counting?
You know, when I came here, I didn't think of it. I knew there was a lot of transfers coming in, so I knew we were going to be good. So I was just excited for the season.
What do you remember the most about Youngstown State? Now you have getting ready for them on Wednesday night. You've already played them once. What do you remember the most about that game that you feel will help you guys on Wednesday?
I think we can attack them. Their defense is good too, but we got to box out too. They have a lot of big girls, and they like to rebound. So.
Talking about Rachel's game and the big rebound she hit at the end.
Yeah, Rach covers up so much for us. Literally, her long spider arms. She's really reliable on just the glass, too, offensively and defensively, and I'm glad I have her on my team.
The Halftime Program was brought to you today by the Bob Ross Auto Group on Loop Road in Centerville. Now let's head back to the arena for the second half of today's contest.